It's the world's most ambitious conservation project, a $5 billion bid to sequence the genomes of every animal and plant on Earth. Australia's contribution is to crack the DNA codes of 50 of our most endangered species over the next 5 years, as Eleanor Whitehead reports.
There are only 12 orange-bellied parrots left in Australia's wild. But it's just one species that could benefit from the Earth Biogenome Project. It's an international initiative to map the genetic code of every living organism on Earth.
It's a consortium of researchers coming together from all over the world to sequence all of life on Earth, all plants, animals and fungi.
Kathy Belov is a professor at the University of Sydney and is working on the project. To meet its goal, it will have to sequence the genomes of 1.5 million species over the next 10 years. That's compared to 3,500 which have already been decoded. Doing that will cost almost $5 billion. But Kathy Belov says that's a small price to pay.
This big project will really catalogue all of life for us, and it'll really help us to better understand our local biodiversity, and it'll help us better manage and conserve our native species, as well as finding opportunities for identifying novel biomedical molecules, for instance. So the scope for this project is massive.
It's been just months since Australian scientists established the koala's genetic blueprint. As part of this project, they'll do the same for 50 of its most endangered species over the next 5 years. First up are the bilby and the orange-bellied parrot.
We've got a lot to do. We thought 50 was a tackleable number. We'll be working with the Department of Environment, with the state government agencies, and also with the zoos and the wildlife sanctuaries to really prioritise those 50 species so that we can better understand their biology.
Kathy Belov is leading Australia's push, which is called the 50 in 5 initiative. She hopes that findings about evolution, genetic diversity and immunity will help to save some of those species.
I think Australia really needs to step up in this effort. We actually have the worst record of mammalian extinctions in the world, which is quite shocking. So since European settlement, we've lost 34 mammals. And to put that into context, one in three mammalian extinctions that have occurred in the past 400 years have occurred in Australia. So I think it really is our responsibility to be better conserving our native species.
But while Australia fares badly on conservation, a report this week from the World Wildlife Fund painted a bleak picture internationally.
What we found was a 60% collapse in wildlife populations just in those 44 years from 1970 to 2014. That's all wildlife. This isn't just threatened wildlife. And so when you look at that, that's the global average. So you've got to realise, well, there's many species that are threatened species that are declining a lot faster than that.
Martin Taylor is WWF Australia's conservation science manager, and he says human consumption may be causing a mass extinction.
There's a detectable upward tick in an extinction rate, and certainly that's raised the spectre that we're at the beginning stages of the sixth mass extinction, as it's called. This time, the mass extinction is down to us.
With better genetic information, some of those losses may be averted.
Eleanor Whitehead.